Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today we're talking about a very sobering topic, and that's the topic of fire safety. But first, I want to ask you for your help. On the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, we have a new feature called AMA, that is, Ask Me Anything. I love to answer your questions, and for those of you who have sent me questions, I've received some awesome questions that I am answering live on air. If you've got a question and you think it's of broad interest, send it in. Send it to Victor at victorjm.com, and I will answer your question live on the air. We are back and talking about fire safety. Today's episode is based on a real-life situation. A friend of mine purchased a property in Toronto, and this property had a secondary suite, that is, a basement apartment. The tenant in the apartment lit some candles, fell asleep, and you guessed it, the candles eventually started a fire. The neighbors noticed smoke pouring out of the property, called the fire department, and the residents of the basement apartment were evacuated. However, unfortunately, the resident who was living there at the time eventually in hospital passed away from her injuries. It's a tragic story, and unfortunately, not only did it result in loss of life, the fire department eventually started an investigation on the cause of the fire, and in the process, they uncovered that the property was not meeting its fire safety standards. Now, the person who purchased the property naively assumed that everything was okay. He installed some additional fire safety equipment, but it was still not up to standard. The result was the homeowner was sanctioned and fined as a result for not meeting the fire safety code. This is a surprisingly common situation, and I can promise you there are thousands and thousands of homes out there where renovations have been done that don't meet fire code. Property owners, general contractors often focus on the cosmetics, but not necessarily on meeting the letter of the law in terms of what's required. Because let's face it, fire codes have been tightened over the years, and many homeowners simply have no idea. They assume that because a property was built a certain way that it's grandfathered and they don't need to make any further changes. But when a property becomes an income property and renovations are being made, you have to, in most cases, meet the prevailing fire code at that particular point in time. You're not grandfathered based on what was built in the past. And it's an easy mistake to make. In some communities, there are consultants that you can hire who will come out and do a fire inspection for you and give you a list of recommendations in terms of what's required to meet the local current fire safety code. But even simpler than that, many fire departments will actually have the fire marshal come out and inspect the property for you for free. They will often tell you exactly what's required to meet the local safety code. When you put together a budget for your construction project, you're certainly going to call out various construction trades. You're going to have them come and inspect the property and put together a bid based on what's required for perhaps a new kitchen, a new bathroom, new flooring. They're all going to come out to the property and give you their estimate. Why would you skip that important step and potentially expose yourself to tremendous liability? And in some cases, insurance companies will not pay out on a fire insurance policy if you're found to be in violation of the fire safety code. So then at that point, you're effectively uninsured and you become personally liable for any damages. The types of upgrades that could be required range everything from replacing wood doors with steel doors, installation of carbon monoxide detectors, installation of smoke detectors, of course, fire extinguishers at certain points in the house, and fire retardant materials. In some areas, if your property has a senior housing component, you're going to be required to install sprinklers. And in fact, in some areas, even if the property is simply a multifamily property, it's going to require an upgrade to include sprinklers as part of the overall infrastructure. I had a conversation with the deputy fire chief some weeks ago, and he was saying that the fire department is increasingly reluctant to enter new homes. Part of the reason for that is the engineered floor joists that are being used instead of the typical 2x10 or 2x12 floor joist burns much, much faster. So after a fire has started in a home, the floor will collapse often in a matter of minutes, whereas a solid 2x10 or 2x12 floor joist takes much, much longer to burn through, and the engineered floor joists simply don't provide that fire retardant nature that the older homes provide. So in many cases, if a fire starts in a new home, the fire department may not even enter the building to put it out, something you may want to think about. There is a lobbying effort in many areas to try and increase the building standards, eliminate some of these engineered products that can burn through very quickly. So please, folks, it's such a simple step. Call the fire department, have them come inspect your property, or even spend a couple of $100 on a consultant. It's cheap insurance, to make sure that you're not going to get fined or be held personally liable if something bad should happen at some point in the future. In the meantime, have an awesome day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.